Hungary is hosting the world's first fresco village, painted by Gypsy or Roma painters, in an attempt to help overcome poverty in a region where people live on less than £2 a day. The project, supported by the country's main Reformed church and private donors, comes amid mounting concerns over both rising extremism against Roma and growing poverty within that minority.
Local women express hope in Jesus as they welcome reporters visiting the heavily Roma village of Botvalenka, plastered with mural paintings. Gypsies, who prefer to be known as Roma, briefly forget hardship in this forgotten corner of northeastern Hungary. Here, most residents have no running water or regular heating. Roma stand in line near three wells after several others were closed because of austerity measures. Esther Pastor wants to make their life more colorful. As manager of the Botvalenka Fresco Village project, she asked Roma painters from Hungary and other European countries to create 33 frescoes. With support from Hungary's Reformed Church and others, Pastor wants to turn the village into a touristic destination in hope to end poverty and prejudice towards Hungary's Roma minority.
By offering an opportunity to Roma artists to show themselves, it makes Roma art, which has been with us for centuries but has always been invisible, Botvalenka makes it visible to the world. The Roma have a very special, direct and intimate relationship to God, and that shows on their paintings as well. In many, many paintings we see at least an allusion to Christ or God. We have here Saint Francis and we have angels.
The fresco project created some jobs, but a malnourished villager still struggles. Yet while holding her premature baby Adam in her arms, she smiles. She likes a mural painting in the garden and talks of a better tomorrow. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Botvalenka, Hungary.